I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we found a story that is the... It's the perfect storm. It's got racism, ageism, sexism, and anti-Semiticism.
It's got it all.
It does.
All the isms we need.
But do you think... Okay, here's what it is. United Airlines apparently has charter flights for the NFL teams.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know some flight attendants.
I do.
Do you know that they just get called up to the show to get on those planes? They don't hire a special crew. They're like actual United flight attendants. They're like, you get to be on the Bronco plane. You get to be on the Cowboy plane.
You know, first of all, what's cool about being on that plane is the Broncos go through security at Dove Valley.
They do.
They go through TSA at Dove Valley, so when they get to DIA, boop, they just
Drive straight onto the tarmac and get straight on the plane.
They don't have to waste time with TSA there. They do it back here.
Wow.
How is that? So then somebody's got to make sure the bus doesn't stop, nobody gets off, nobody hands them a knife or a gun.
Not easy.
That the Broncos are going to do that, but like...
Yeah. You think it could be easy?
It seems like it would be easy.
Right, but yeah, that's pretty cool.
How do you know that? That's really...
There's a former Bronco player wrote one of the funniest sports books of all time, and it takes you through all the behind-the-scenes stuff. He talks about when the buses go on 470, all the cops on their motorcycles are just kicking everybody off of 470. As they try to
470's already empty, but they need even more closed down
this
for them?
This is back a couple years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So flight attendants, anyway, back to your question... I believe the NFL franchises or Major League Baseball, basketball, whatever, put in the request to the airlines of what they need.
Correct.
Or want.
Uh-huh. Well, a black woman who has worked for the airline for 28 years and a Jewish woman who's worked for the airline for 34 years are suing the airline because to become a flight attendant on those flights, you got to be young, you got to be hot, and you got to be blonde.
Yeah.
Okay, but is that United's fault that that's what the request from the football?
That's the $1 billion question.
Right. Who's being...
If the NFL has made that request...
Or the teams.
Really, we're doing this entirely to see what Amber says, and she's just sitting here looking with daggers. Listen,
no.
Sweetheart, you could be one of the flight attendants, so what are you all mad about?
Right? Like, I'm like, I really missed the boat, because these... Flight attendants, they make more money.
Yep.
They get sweet accommodations when they get to where they're going.
Yes.
They get tickets to the games. They get Super Bowl tickets and playoff tickets. I could be a quarterback's wife right now. Had I gone to flight school, I really messed up in life.
You did.
And I'm realizing it right now.
But do you think it's...
It's wrong. It's super... Yeah.
But they want the same crew, too. No matter what the age or the look of the crew, they want consistency in their flight attendant crew.
Oh.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense. United is saying these flight attendants have... a lot of years of experience as well. So it's not like, these girls only have 2 years, but
it's just coincidental that they're all blonde.
No, that's not coincidental.
That's a little,
but it does also say that they have a higher percentage of African Americans in its sports team charter.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then
it's kind of, they're going back and forth here a little
right.
bit.
Right. So who's,
this is all I want to know. Cause I'm just like a person. I don't know how to do this without being the one. Why are you guys making me take the bullet on this? if somebody comes into my restaurant and goes, I like that girl as my waitress, and I don't like that girl, if he likes you, Amber, but he doesn't like am I being racist by providing him what he wants? The customer has asked for something very specific. Also, the customer is primarily, I mean, the football players, the demographic makeup of the football players is skewed African-American, black.
Yes.
Is United really doing anything wrong if they requested? They're just fulfilling a customer's request.
They are.
It feels wrong. It feels like United is a bunch of scumbags putting all the hottie blondes on there. But if that's what the client wants, is that you don't sue United Airlines, you sue the NFL, right?
Or should United have gone, hey, NFL team, on our end, this is going to be kind of icky, so we can't really, I don't know, but
There's a lot of money in it.
There's so much money, yeah.
In fact, if you think about it, who were the people flying around? It's those guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's yucky. I don't like it.
So you still
don't like
it.
Any of it. Mm-mm.
All right, so we want you guys to sound off on it. Is it okay for United to have only hot blondes on their flights for NFL teams?
Wow.
Text us at 51059.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.